You're listening to Counterculture on RCR.
Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm, established 1840. Darlene Taker was in deep doo-doo with her former stymates and comrades, the free-range pigs. She had fallen foul of Shoey Salbrick, the new co-leader of the Free Rangers, and Shoey led with a blind narcissism that made Darling miss the days of Shawshank in his gentle countenance. Moonbeam was away at the vet shed and had little to do with the day-to-day mechanics of the party, and here Darling, shut out of the annual Free Rangers Wallow Fest, had to stew in her own juices over what her future would entail. She had been ejected from the Free Rangers for her part in a scandal involving itinerant workers from other farms, something she denied all knowledge of, but the friction that had been created by yet another scandal to tarnish the battered reputation of the Free Rangers was just too much for her stomach, and Darling was ejected from the party and vociferously encouraged to leave the farmhouse altogether. But there, of course, was the rub. The only way to remove Darling from the farmhouse was if she voluntarily removed herself. And Darling, well, wasn't feeling so inclined. Well, why would she? The fed entitlements and accommodations sitting in the farmhouse General Assembly was very generous indeed. Why on earth would she give this up? Especially now with feed so tight and Nicky Sow and Oinky Lux clamping down on all manner of feed distribution. Darling realised that she was on quite a tidy wicket. Needed now more than ever as her mate's ability to farm his own pasture had fallen fallow and feed was no longer forthcoming, and Darling had become accustomed to living high on the hog. So, if she sat quietly in the dark, musty corner of the farmhouse, saying nothing, she would be well housed and well catered for. Besides, she'll never be lonely now that she's changed her pronouns from she sow to more pork. This plan sounded mighty fine to Darling Taker indeed. Of course, this incensed Shoey. She wanted Darling gone, like yesterday. How dare she not fall into lockstep with her proclamation? Party before pig! Party before pig! Darling knew the rules, and how dare she defy them to protect her own sense of self. Shoey even had her successor all lined up. He had laundered his details and recommitted his fealty to the free-range doctrine. The only thing standing in Shoey's way to have him installed was Darling. Darling's presence was more than just an embarrassment for Shoey. Darling was now taking away valuable time, feed, and voting allocations. This will not do. Trouble was, the only mechanism available to Shoey was a rarely used farmhouse bylaw, one that is almost never used and goes against everything Shoey and her cohort stand for. Well, what a hog-tied mess this has turned out to be. So, as Shoey and the rest of her team scurried away on retreat and dealt with the further infighting, this time courtesy of a revolt by the usually gentle and docile Hibiscus Pua, another pig sat in the shadows, watching Darling in the corner of the farmhouse. It was Tama, the shady Svengali of the Kuni Kuni. Darling was a fellow Kuni, but had preferred the company of her watermelon-loving free rangers to Tama's brand of Kuni nationalism and supremacy. Tama had no love lost for Shoey and her plight. She was a useful enough idiot of needs must, but Tama had his eyes on the main prize, and if luring Darling back to the Kuni Kuni fold helped him achieve this, well, here, little piggy, Yeah, piggy, 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 he would call. Tune in next week to Kiwi Farm for the latest developments, exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
Hi, Peter Williams here. Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email or hit the join email button on your RCR app.